Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Good Wednesday morning, 7:07 here on O'Connor and Company. Coming up at 8:05, Mark Levin will join us. We'll get the great one's take on where the FBI and DOJ are right now on, you know, civil liberties, the Constitution, illegal sieges and surges, things like that. And then at 8:35, Jack Carr will join us, talk about the film version of Terminalist. Patrice Onwuka is with us this beautiful Wednesday morning in the nation's capital. Patrice?
Good to be on with you, Larry.
And joining us right now, one of my favorite writers, his series of books, starting with Overwatch, first of a series of several books, really transported me. You know, I love these thrillers. And he joins us now to talk about a ton of things, including his brand new book called The Neighborhood. It's out today. Matt, good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Hi, Patrice.
So, hello. Matt, you and I live close to each other. I wouldn't say we're in the same neighborhood, but we're just a couple of miles away from each other. And I got to tell you, I'm worried about you. If you were inspired by your neighborhood with what happens in this book, I might have to move.
Well, it's really funny. How I came up with the idea for this book is every year the local fire departments bring in fire trucks. They have somebody dressed up as Santa, and they collect toys from the local toy drive and for Toys for Tots. And a couple years ago, while I was sitting out there in the cold, I was thinking to myself, like a good thriller writer, I said, you know, what if these guys were bad guys and wanted to take us all hostage? What would I do? And literally, that was the idea for that led to The Neighborhood.
It's a really cool ride, this book, I have to say. And there's, again, you know me, Matt, I read the books and then I'm worried about what to spoil and what not to spoil. I don't think it's a spoiler to discuss the character of Zach Chambers, because I think it's part of the fun of living where we live in the Washington area. Zach Chambers, for all intents and purposes, is a programmer and your typical dad, but it turns out he's ex-CIA, and I got to think there's a lot of Zach Chambers just sort of living a normal life in neighborhoods around this area.
Absolutely. In my neighborhood, I've got former D.C. Task Force leaders. I've got air marshals, military, myself as a former Marine. You know, we used to joke, okay, if something bad happens in here, let's get the fire team to go, and we're ready.
Well, and that's sort of what happens in the book. It's very fun.
Okay, so for the ladies out there, you know, tell us what should we get excited about then in this book?
For the ladies, well, one of my main characters, and it is actually one of my favorite characters in the book, is the 17-year-old female junior in high school track star who ends up getting stuck outside of the situation with Zach and has to figure out, the bottom line, this turns into a survival story. So Zach and Sam, his babysitter, have to figure out how to survive this ordeal as well as rescue their neighbors. So it's just, I wanted to take an atypical character, and that's why I came up with Sam. She's got some great dialogue. She's a great character. She's incredibly fast. I can't remember how many seconds off the world record in the mile and track. So I wanted to incorporate things like that.
Matt, I'm always wary to sort of compare one artist's work to another, but I kept getting a Die Hard feel from this book. This sort of that sort of universe and that sort of beleaguered. I didn't, you know, why am I always faced with these kind of problems? But you step up and you save the people because you got to save the people, kind of thing. You know, I kept seeing Bruce Willis.
In fact, that's a fair comparison. A lot of people have actually described it as Die Hard in a gated community.
And
including the publisher. So, and I'm sure it's going to feel like that way when people are seeing the movie as well.
So, Matt, just take us into kind of the process you go through as a thriller writer. You know, what inspires you? You said you were sitting out in the cold just trying to think about, you know, what would happen and if this became, you know, these Santa Clauses or the firefighters use this as an opportunity to get into a neighborhood. But what about the writing process? Tell us about that.
So for me, I'm a very visual writer. In fact, mm-hmm. I actually tell people I don't even feel like I'm actually a writer, because what I do is once I have the idea, I sit down at my computer, I turn on music scores by great movie composers like Hans Zimmer, Lauren Balfe, and mm-hmm. others, and I literally see the action in my head. I hear the dialogue as well, and I feel the emotion, and all I'm doing is reporting what I'm experiencing. And then an hour or two go by, and all of a sudden I've got, you know, 3, 6, 9 pages. And that is literally my writing process every single time.
And it's a hell of a departure from your first series of thrillers, but I'm very excited to learn more about this universe that you have. The book is out today. It's called The Neighborhood by Matthew Bettley. And Matt, in your previous series of books, you drew on your experiences as a combat war veteran, a Marine stationed in Iraq, and everything that you saw there. And I'd love to turn to some of your nonfiction writing with regard to that, because you were exposed to that. I never even had heard of burn pits and the effect of those burn pits on our military over in the in Iraq until I read your columns that you published over the last several years. So I'd love for you to sort of reflect on the political football that the burn pits became during the PACT Act and the negotiations over it for the last several weeks.
Well, it's for me, and I actually wrote a column this weekend about it at Town Hall, and I've been aware of this issue for years, and it became very personal for me in 2018 when I realized that the lung damage I've been suffering since the month I returned from Fallujah in 2007 wasn't covered under my VA disability claim. I ended up battling the VA publicly for 15 months. I wrote a series of columns about it. I went on TV. I wasn't even aware of these other advocacy groups like Burn Pits 360 until after I had been on Fox News and I received a message from one of those groups. Now, the cool thing about that is that group ended up recruiting John Stewart. And for me, it's really frustrating because I'm grateful for the support that John Stewart brought to the issue, but the fact that our leaders are so fundamentally corrupt and don't have their priorities straight, and that it took a celebrity and a comedian who has the credibility to do it to force them to act, is infuriating and just goes to show you how fundamentally broken our system is.
Well,
and if they don't take care... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you saw that the first pass at this, it was laden down and just bloated with all of these hundreds of millions of dollars that had nothing to do with veterans and health care. And it's almost like they set it up as a political trap. So any Republican who voted against it because of all that pork was, see, you don't support the veterans. And meanwhile, you guys are sitting there just wanting your health care.
No, I agree. It's frustrating. It's the way the entire system is set up. It is rigged against average Americans, and it's rigged against the people who actually end up sacrificing for this country. And regardless, the political optics for the delay last week were awful for the Republicans. I understand if there was I still don't know the technicality that caused it to go back to the House for another look. I tried to look it up, and it just. When it's such a complicated issue, all Americans care about is, are you going to pass this bill to take care of veterans
or
not?
Get it done.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you being an advocate for those who had been exposed devastatingly to these burn pits. I know that it affected you pretty severely, and you had a tough time with COVID as well because of that lung damage. And so we're still learning much about it. But the good news is you're back writing again, and your latest book, The Neighborhood, is out. It is a absolute roller coaster ride. If you like this genre of books, it's definitely a departure because, you know, you're not jet setting all around the world, Matt. You're as you said, in a gated community. Well, and it's amazing what can happen in a quiet gated community.
Yeah, well, in fact, and that was my point with this. I wanted to bring in new readers who hadn't read the Logan West series. And for listeners, this is a standalone.
Yeah.
So they don't need to have read any of those other books.
Oh, totally.
And I wanted to give them the full Bettley experience that I've given in the other books.
Die Hard, you know what? I'm just seeing it now. Die Hard in a Gated Community. I see that quote about the book.
I love that.
A great description. All right, Matthew Bettley, good luck with the sales today.
Thank you,
and congratulations on launching a brand new series with The Neighborhood. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.